We've all probably seen those horrible pictures on the news a few weeks ago of the burning that was going on in California, all the trees and all the homes. That Paradise, California, was destroyed totally by fire. You just saw those empty spaces where homes used to be. Everything was gone. They had nothing left. The reason I bring that up is because that's kind of like what the Hebrew people were going through at the time of the reading of our first reading at that time in their history. They had come back from being alienated, being taken captive. They found what they knew and as familiar to their homes were destroyed. Their government was gone. The squatters took their property. Their temple was destroyed. They had nothing. They had nothing left. And except the one thing they did have was the Word of God. And so the priest prophet stood up and read from the scroll of the law to the people to remind them that their God was still with them. That's what they had left. They didn't have anything, no property, no material things, but they had the Word of God that came to them through Moses, who received it on Mount Sinai. And so they told the people to rejoice because this is something hopeful for us. God continues to be with us despite the fact that they bent down and cried and mourned out of guilt. They told them, no, stand up and celebrate because the Word of God is among us. And so they did. They followed the Word of God. It gave them direction. It gave them life. It gave them a purpose. And so in the gospel, we hear another revelation, so to speak, like the Word of God that was read to the people in the Old Testament. We hear a new law. It's the law of Christ, the law of love. Now it's no longer written on a scroll, but lived in a person of Jesus, who lives that commitment to us, that commitment of God to us, the commitment that the people read from the scroll, the commitment now in a very person of Jesus himself. And so we too, or they too, those people who heard Luke and heard what Jesus did going into the temple, reading from the scroll, and then saying, today this passage is fulfilled in your hearing. Today I have come. God has sent me to you again to save you, to save you. And so we have that second stage of things in the Bible, the first stage being the law of God that was given through Moses. Then we have the law of God given through Jesus, which is a person, much greater than a word in a writing, in a book. And you and I also receive that same Jesus personally in our lives, just like he was there for them in their life. He came for us. He is our revelation of God's presence among us. We are now the people of God. Just like in the Old Testament, they were the people of God. In the New Testament, at Jesus' time, the new people of God, and now we follow. We are part of that new Jerusalem, the new community, that new building of the church. We call it the church today because it is there that we experience the presence of God as we do tonight, coming to church as we do. And the second reading from Paul talks about Paul's theology of the mystical body. We are all members of one body. So here tonight, mystically, so to speak, we are brothers and sisters through Christ. We are brothers. That's why we come together as celebrate the fact that we are brothers and sisters, that we're on this journey together. And that as we move forward, we're giving support and encouragement to each other to celebrate just as they did in the Old Testament. So we're called to celebrate this life of God with us, this place that has come to be our spiritual home, this church, and in every church. Celebrating God with us. And so we celebrate that today and remember that the Lord God is with us, not only in word, but also in person.